What if you could instantly know whether a decision would strengthen or weaken your life? Not through intuition or guesswork, but through a simple, reproducible test that reveals truth with the clarity of a compass pointing north. This isn't science fiction. It's the revolutionary premise of a consciousness research spanning decades and millions of calibrations. The discovery? Human consciousness operates on a measurable spectrum from 1 to 1,000, and where you fall on this scale determines everything from your health to your success, your relationships to your impact on the world. Most remarkably, this measurement reveals a critical dividing line at 200. Below it, consciousness destroys life. Above it, consciousness supports it. This explains why some people radiate success while others perpetually struggle, why certain movements change history while others fade into obscurity, and why the very thoughts you're thinking right now are either strengthening or weakening your body. The implications are staggering. We've been living in a world where we couldn't distinguish truth from falsehood, operating blind to the invisible forces shaping our reality. Your body knows what your mind refuses to accept. Through kinesiologic testing, where a person's arm is pressed downward while exposed to stimuli, researchers discovered something extraordinary. The human body responds with strength to truth and weakness to falsehood, regardless of conscious belief. Say a false name and your arm weakens. Say the true name and strength returns instantly. Test subjects respond accurately even to statements in languages they don't speak. This occurs because we're connected to a universal field of consciousness that instantly recognizes truth. Like tuning forks resonating at matching frequencies, your body resonates with truth and rejects falsehood at levels deeper than conscious thought. From this foundation emerged a logarithmic scale of consciousness calibrating different states of being. The scale is exponential. Level 300 isn't twice as powerful as 150, but 10 to the 300 times more powerful. This explains how Gandhi, calibrating at 700, could defeat the British Empire, calibrating at 175, through nonviolent resistance. Power always overcomes force because it operates at exponentially higher energy levels. Power and force appear similar, but operate as opposites. Power arises from meaning and principle, requiring no justification. Like gravity, it simply exists. Force must constantly justify itself and requires continuous energy, collapsing without maintenance. Gandhi's peaceful resistance overcame military might. Churchill's moral conviction defeated Hitler's war machine. The Soviet Union's massive apparatus collapsed with surprising ease. What appeared weaker proved stronger because it operated from power rather than force. This pattern repeats in business. Walmart, Southwest Airlines, and Costco demonstrate how genuinely serving customers and respecting employees creates lasting success through alignment with life-supporting principles. The critical insight? Supporting solutions works. Attacking problems fails. Attack calibrates at 150 because it creates resistance and depletes energy. Acceptance calibrates at 350 because it aligns with natural forces of growth. This explains why punitive approaches to addiction, crime, and poverty consistently fail. They operate through force rather than power, generating resistance instead of transformation. Consciousness manifests as distinct emotional states, each with its own energy signature. At the bottom, shame, 20, sits near death, where people wish to become invisible. Guilt, 30, breeds self-recrimination, while apathy, 50, represents hopelessness, lacking energy to act. Grief, 75, traps people in constant regret. Fear, 100, runs much of our world, from totalitarian regimes to advertisers manipulating through insecurity. Desire, 125, drives economics and addiction. Anger, 150, fuels violence but also movements for justice. Pride, 175, feels good but remains vulnerable, depending entirely on external conditions. Then comes transformation. At courage, 200, true power appears. Life shifts from hopeless to exciting. Neutrality, 250, brings release from rigid positions. Willingness, 310, serves as the gateway where people contribute meaningfully. Acceptance, 350, represents a major shift, understanding yourself as the source of your life experience rather than its victim. Love, 500, is unconditional, emanating from the heart as a state of being. Joy, 540, characterizes saints, marked by enormous patience during adversity. At peace, 600, and enlightenment, 700 to 1000, consciousness transcends ordinary experience, creating attractor fields that influence all mankind. Kinesiologic testing applies to every decision, verifying medical diagnoses, determining therapies, identifying dosages, and detecting allergies. Organic substances consistently strengthen the body while synthetics weaken it. In business, muscle testing evaluates employees, tests products, determines pricing, and identifies markets without expensive analysis. Criminal justice uses it to evaluate witness credibility and assess evidence, valuable in cold cases. In politics, citizens determine whether leaders speak truthfully and whether legislation will solve problems or create unintended consequences. The method bypasses conscious bias, accessing deeper truth the body recognizes instantly. Whether choosing careers, evaluating partnerships, selecting treatments, or making major decisions, kinesiologic testing distinguishes life-supporting from life-depleting choices. Throughout history, diseases have been linked to emotional patterns. Persistent attitudes create perceptions that trigger emotional responses, which connect through energy meridians to specific organs. Traditional Chinese medicine maps these connections. Anger affects the liver, worry impacts the stomach, fear influences the kidneys. This operates instantly. Negative thoughts weaken muscles, positive thoughts strengthen them. Applied kinesiology demonstrates this. Simply thinking about stressful situations causes immediate, measurable muscle weakness. Through the law of sensitive dependence on initial conditions, minute variations in thought patterns accumulate over time, manifesting as physical disease. Chronic anxiety leads to digestive issues. Sustained anger contributes to cardiovascular problems. Prolonged resentment manifests as autoimmune conditions. Yet illness is potentially reversible by changing thought patterns. Spontaneous recoveries from every known disease have been documented. Cancer, multiple sclerosis, terminal diagnoses, often accompanied by profound personality transformations from negative attitudes to love, forgiveness, and compassion. When we laugh, endorphins release, immune function improves, and stress hormones decrease. Conversely, negative emotions suppress immune function. The path to healing requires elevation of motive, abandonment of self-deception, and compassion for oneself and all mankind. Your thoughts aren't just affecting your mood, they're literally constructing your physical reality, cell by cell, moment by moment. Most people advance only 5 points on the consciousness scale in their lifetime, yet humanity collectively crossed the critical threshold of 200 in the mid-1980s, jumping from 190 to 207 for the first time in recorded history. Two thresholds mark the personal journey. At level 200, you shift from victimhood to empowerment, accepting full responsibility. At level 500, you embrace unconditional love as a consistent lifestyle. Once these commitments are made, small irritations pass unnoticed while growth opportunities appear everywhere. The greatest gift you can give is becoming more conscious. Because consciousness operates exponentially, one person at level 700 counterbalances 70 million people below 200. Your evolution matters for everyone. You now hold a compass in a world that has lived blind to truth for millennia. The question isn't whether consciousness can be measured, the evidence is overwhelming. The question is, what will you do with this knowledge? Every thought either strengthens or weakens you. Choose thoughts that make you strong, align with power rather than force. The revolution that transforms this world happens when you decide to become more conscious, one thought, one choice, one breath at a time.